From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Intelligence authorities in Kyrgyzstan say the suspect in Monday's deadly subway bombing in Russia is a Kyrgyz-born Russian citizen. A spokesman for Kyrgyzstan's security service identified the suspect as Akbarjan Jalilov, who was born in 1995. Russia's Interfax news agency earlier reported Russian authorities had identified the alleged bomber as a 23-year-old man from Central Asia. VOA correspondent Daniel Scharf is reporting authorities have shut down one of the stations involved in Monday's incident after receiving an anonymous phone call about a bomb. During a press briefing Tuesday, Russian Health Minister Veronika Svortskova raised the death toll from the blast in St. Petersburg from 11 to 14. She said, after an investigation carried out overnight on the scene of terror act, we have additionally found parts of human bodies that we suspect are of four people. Today, we can confirm the death of 14 people, 11 of whom died on the spot, and three died in an agonizing condition in the ambulance and two in the emergency room of the Marnyatska hospital with lethal traumas. The death toll in a suspected gas attack in northern Syria now stands at 58 civilians, according to a group dedicated to monitoring that country's civil war. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 11 children were among the dead after airstrikes on the town of Khan Sheikhoun in the northern province of Idlib. The observatory says many of the victims were left choking, suffocating, and vomiting. This is VOA News.